You're listening to the Brave Yes Business Show, a show for female business owners and entrepreneurs who want to take joy-filled, bold action in order to up-level, grow, or pivot your business and online platform without sacrificing your values. I'm your host, Sean Fink, a business strategist and courage coach who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for over 10 years. If you are ready to get business brave, apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. I'll put the link in the show notes. Let's get started with today's episode. So the other week, I put up a rather random statement that I believed in wholeheartedly, and I put this up on Instagram. What I said, what I wrote was, up-leveling is messy. This was a pretty popular Instagram post for me. So I know it resonated. Funny enough, it completely flopped on LinkedIn, which is very par for the course with how social media works. So it flopped on LinkedIn, but on Instagram, there was a lot of conversation. I got a lot of DMs. I got a lot of likes. And this told me that I was onto something. Now, I know that up-leveling is messy. I know because I have done the up-leveling in a number of different scenarios. And it has all been messy, and I've talked a lot about the sacred messy middle. That is important, and we're almost always in some kind of a messy middle as we try and get to the next stage or season or goal or level. It doesn't matter. If you're someone who is constantly in growth mindset, you're trying to get to a better place, a better outcome. And that requires up-leveling or pivoting or change. And it's all very messy. But what does up-leveling really mean? That's kind of what I want to get into here today. And I want to talk about what it takes to up-level. So first of all, when we up-level, we're really just, not just, we are doing the hard work of getting ourselves or our businesses to the next level. So you're trying to get you or your business to the next level. And I'm speaking to entrepreneurs right now. It means, though, that there has come a point that you're unhappy with, or you've hit an upper limit, or your business has hit an upper limit, and you feel a stagnation, a block, a challenge, and you are trying to get around it, over it, through it. I recently told my story during a keynote presentation about hitting my own upper limit. So the short version of what I spoke about is that when I was about 44, I think I was 44, I was a high achiever. I had always been a high achiever. And I had accomplished everything that I ever thought that I would and more. I grew up, the product of teen parents, alcoholism, divorce, and I was motivated from day one to be an achiever, somebody who just kept going for it, going for the next thing, going for the next thing. And at 44, I was a business owner, highly successful business, and everything was wonderful. And I didn't like that I had hit the end of my checklist. You know, that list of here's what we're going to do next. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have the kids. I'm going to get a house. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to, you know, all the things. I had checked it all off. And so I was midlife, mid-career, and I was like, what in the world? There had to be something more for me, right? In other words, I was feeling pretty burned out and washed up. And not a great feeling, but pretty typical as we enter midlife. What was left for me? What was next? And then one day, as these negative thoughts began to consume me, I was walking across my bedroom on a mission to keep moving through life, pretending like everything was great and I wasn't having an existential crisis. I tripped on the pant leg of my baggy pajama bottoms and I fell hard and it hurt and I began to sob. That was my rock bottom, my breakdown, the moment I realized something needed to change. The truth was I had hit my upper limit. In other words, I felt like I wasn't deserving or capable of anything more. And that limit had me trapped inside my comfort zone where I felt safe but burned out, comfortable but not inspired. And despite knowing I wanted to do something about it, I was terrified to make a change. I knew what I needed to change, but it was going to cause a few boats to rock, mine included. All of this is what unfolds if you are hitting your upper limit. You can't see any other way forward. Your imagination for what is possible diminishes. It goes kind of foggy or fuzzy. And, you know, truthfully, and this is what I didn't say in my keynote, not only had I hit my upper limit, but my business had hit its upper limit as well. You see, the market had shifted, and we've continued to see the market shift more and more in this same direction. When I started my business, my first business, the high volume, low dollar model was so easy to do. Start a membership community. Everybody was doing it. Everybody did do it. And now we're seeing, as I've seen the writing on the wall for a long time, and now others are seeing it as well. It's not a viable model. And so my business literally hit its upper limit. Physically, it wasn't able to really get any farther. So I'd hit my upper limit. I wasn't able to see what was next for me. I didn't think I was capable of anything more. But then there was also my business and understanding that that model had hit its upper limit. And this is the work that I do with my clients, you know, who are often have an existing business that has hit its upper limit, and or they've hit their upper limit. I have a client who is in a very similar scenario with a membership community. Now, thankfully, things have really turned around for her since we've been working together. But she had hit her upper limit, and she was burned out, and she needed to spice things up, and that's exactly what we've done. And additionally, her business, once she had the capacity and the energy back, we were able to see that her business needed to have an up-level. And so that up-leveling was kind of a refresh. And I'm going to talk more about, you know, refreshes versus rebrands and all of that in a future episode. But she had hit her upper limit. Her business had hit its upper limit. And so an up-level for both was necessary. And this isn't always the case. Sometimes it's just the business. Sometimes it's the founder. I tend to work mostly with the founders who need to up-level their businesses. But usually we find that the founder themselves needs the up-level. because I was not able to uplevel my business until I was ready. Until I had the vision and the confidence and the capabilities and the capacity. So it's often up-leveling is so messy because it's often not just the business. It's you. You're the one who needs to be up-leveled. So let's talk a bit about what it means to up-level yourself. So this can look like an identity change. It can look like doing something like a brave yes, a glow up of sorts, a glow up on the outside or the inside. It can be a total pivot of who you are and what you do. It could even just be a slight refinement or refresh, like I said. But sometimes it's your business that needs to be up-leveled. Some signs of that. You haven't changed anything. You keep doing everything the exact same, but things aren't working like they used to or like they once did. Sales are slowing or plateauing, and you feel like you're in constant hustle and grind. Survival mode, scarcity mode. Could also be that you are not seeing anything working. You feel like you can't see anything improving with your current situation or mindset. Nothing is going to get you where you want to be. You've been doing it long enough that you know that. Those are signs that your business has hit its upper limit and needs an up level. So for your business to be up level, that might be that your visibility needs to be up leveled, or your offers need to be up leveled. Maybe your pricing needs to be up leveled. Maybe there does need to be a refinement or a rebrand or a total pivot in what the business does. All of these are examples of what it really means to up-level in a business. And it is messy because here's what we know is that anytime we're working toward change, we are also trying to uphold the status quo. So unless you do what I did, which is throw the backpack over the wall and burn your whole business down it was over the course of a month or two, but it was basically an overnight, hey, you know, this is going away and I'm going to start this new thing. Unless you do that, there is an upholding of the existing model or you or situation while working toward the next thing. And that creates a level of chaos that is just unavoidable. The other thing that makes it messy is that you're trying new things. You're trying and maybe failing. You're trying and learning. And just the act of putting yourself out there in a new way, testing things, testing who you are, showing up a little differently, all of that is messy as well. And the other thing is that up-leveling, no matter what we're trying to do, whether it's ourselves or our business, it takes time. It's like having your kitchen redone. Not that I've ever had this done, but I've had clients. I've had so many clients who have had their kitchens redone. And it seems like such a nightmare for me because it feels so messy. But it's so necessary. Right? You want to have this beautiful remodel, but you got to eat and you got to have food and you can't eat out every meal. So there's going to be mess. Like you're going to have things kind of in a chaotic state, this upheaval, in order to get that up-leveled kitchen. So the mess is inevitable. It's necessary. It's part of the process. It's necessary. It's just truly necessary. You know, and I think it's funny because, you know, sometimes now and then, pretty frequently, really, I feel like I've come full circle on some topics. You know, I've been doing this work with online, you know, content marketing, creating experiences, coaching, mentoring, all of this. I've been doing this for 10 years this coming May, just next month in May. And one of the topics that my first brand was a motherhood brand, and I must have talked ad nauseum about being okay with the mess that motherhood creates. I mean, not just like motherhood, but like kids, doing anything fun, art projects. Just having kids in general is messy. There's just no tidiness. You might have tidiness briefly, fleetingly, but ultimately you know that another mess is coming. Like just you blink and it's coming. And so I have been helping my clients cope with mess forever. And you can tell, like even just me like talking about the kitchen remodel, that it's hard. It's hard. Mess is hard. Dealing with mess is hard. We want things to be orderly. We want things to be certain. We want to know exactly how things are going to happen. We want to be in control. And to get to the other side of anything powerful, meaningful, necessary, hard, up-leveling, it's messy. So what do you do? What do you do when you know that you are ready to step into your next level? And I'm not talking about kitchens right now. I'm talking about you or your business or both. You know an up-leveling needs to happen. You're not making enough money. You're not happy. You feel stagnant or stuck. All of these things are signs that you need an up-level. So what do you do? What's the necessary actions you need to take before you even get started? Well, the first step is you need to invest in your capacity to be able to navigate the messy middle. I'm going to talk more about this. I talk about capacity all the time. You probably get tired of it. But I don't think people are hearing me yet. I can't stress it enough. If you don't have the capacity to do brave, bold, courageous work, and up-leveling is brave, bold, courageous work, then it's not going to happen. Unless you're forced to do it, you are not going to do it because comfort is queen. So you need to invest in your capacity to be able to do big work, hard, messy work. Once you have some resources in place for your capacity, it's really important that you get that imagination back. The vision. I call it your brave business vision or your brave yes vision. Your brave business vision or your brave yes vision is all about where you want to go with literally very little editing. And this is work that I love to do. If you've been in any private calls with me, you know brave yes vision quests are my jam. And there's a reason for it, because that vision is so crucial. And if you don't have a big enough vision to work toward, then you've probably hit your upper limit. And we got to get you beyond that. The only way to do that, and this is, you know, going back to, I had to figure out, I had to get that capacity piece, but then I had to actually get other people to help me see what I was capable of, because I was not able to see that. So there's lots of ways to do visioning. Find a way to do your visioning and really start to own what you're capable of. Once you have the vision, the work begins, right? The work begins moving toward the vision, taking the action, actualizing the vision. And that's where resilience comes in, unshakable resilience. And I've talked about my strong method in the past. The strong method is a framework that I use over and over, both with myself, but with clients, on how to be resilient through these hard, messy waters of change. The first step with that is really staying connected and strong in your strengths. So easy to think, I can't do it because I don't have X, or I'm not good at this. You don't need to focus on what you're not good at. You only need to focus on what you are good at. That's why when I work with clients, we begin with identifying your strengths. And then we just keep listening and owning your strengths. You also need to get a master's degree in thriving and positivity, because you will want to quit. You will see all the things that are going to go wrong, all the things that are not going your way. You will see all of that. But if you can stay focused on hope and feelings of positivity, you will go farther. You also, this is really key, you also do need to reach out and reach up. One of the first things that I did when I knew I was ready to uplevel my business, I had done all the work for myself. It took me about 2 years to uplevel myself. And then I was ready to uplevel my business at that point. And the first thing that I did was get a coach. You need to reach up and reach out. There's three kinds of really quality support that I think every female entrepreneur needs. You need private, unconditional support. This can be a coach, a mentor, anyone who is going to 100% put you on their calendar, give you time and space, and support you, your goals, and keep you on track. This person should be motivational, because listen, you're going to want to quit. You're going to need somebody to keep you on track and keep bringing you back. Also, some kind of group where you get to show up and have some level of accountability, but also some level of peer pressure. And I say peer pressure in like a loving way, not in a bad way. Group energy is powerful. It gets us to do things that we wouldn't normally do on our own. This is why everybody loves groups, and we're sad that groups are not working as well as they used to. Group energy, group learning is so important. I do believe that you need that solitary, individual, one-to-one support and group energy. The other support that you need is people to help you do the work, people to help you do your work so that you can be the visionary, so that you can set the dream and the actions and make sure that it all happens. You also need to have an open mind and be open to different perspectives, because when something doesn't work and we know that that's going to happen, you're ready to pivot. You're ready to spin things around and do things a different way, or to try things a different way. This happens to be probably one of my biggest strengths. Perspective is a top strength of mine. I'm very good at seeing other ways and I'm very good at doing that for myself, and I'm very good at doing that for others. You know, asking yourself questions, getting curious, investigating, being a reporter, all of these things are tools in the toolbox to help you have more of an open mind. This is the work that I do with my clients that I call brave yes mindset. If you can have a brave yes mindset, you are going to navigate the messy middle with ease. Nurture yourself. This goes back to the capacity. Well, I mean, just really taking good care of yourself, mind, body, spirit, all of it. I'm big on holistic well-being, not just a bubble bath, not just a nap. Tend to your financial well-being. Tend to your relationships and your social well-being. Tend to your emotional well-being. You're so many multitudes to us and our needs and our well-being that we often just exercise and forget that there's much more to what we need to increase and boost and cultivate capacity. And then finally, keep growing forward. Keep setting big, meaningful goals. The bigger the goal, the more you're going to work and have things to do toward it. Don't play small here. Don't play small here. This is where the magic is. You have something that lights you up, that gets you going. It is going to get you to that next level so much faster. It's all, I mean, honestly, there's just art in picking the right goals. So I have to get going here to get on a client call. Thank you so much for listening today. I just want to let you know that there's a future masterclass coming up here. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm going to be talking about cultivating demand for your brand. And I'm going to be back talking about rebranding or refinement and a whole episode on pivoting. So up-leveling is messy, but you don't have to do it alone. Reach out, get support, take good care of yourself. Have a great week.